Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's Monday, March 4th. And the NASCAR Nationwide and Sprint Cup Series was out at the Phoenix International Raceway this weekend for the two racing events. Of course, everyone wondering what would happen with the Gen 6 cars in on a regular track. So after Daytona and all the fun stuff that happened there, they took to the track in first the Nationwide Series hit the track on late Saturday afternoon, of course, in the Sprint Cup Series out on the track Sunday. I'll be doing an interview tomorrow with Jeff Burton. I was hoping to get him on tonight, as well as Johanna Long, but she couldn't make it in, so I had to schedule, and I had to schedule Jeff for tomorrow, so we'll have that up for next week. So we'll be taping that one at 3 p.m. and hosting that. Anyway, the Nationwide Series got off to a fine start. Kyle Busch sitting on the poles looking for his first win since 2011 in the Nationwide Series. Of course, last year he went with Kyle Busch Motorsports. And he tried to win his first race with his own team. Of course, the car itself did when his brother Kurt took it to victory lane. So this was his first time back this year. Of course, he's paired up with Joe Gibbs Racing, who used to field the cars he used to drive in the Nationwide Series. Kyle Busch, just about the all-time winningest driver in the Nationwide Series, I guess, felt a little bit bad that he couldn't take his own car to victory lane. So now he's fielding the number 54 for Joe Gibbs Racing instead of himself. He's still fielding the Truck Series teams with Darrell Wallace Jr. running those. So, but he was able to take it all the way to the checkered flag. He led 142 of the 200 laps, so he pretty much dominated the whole race. Brad Keselowski, the defending Sprint Cup champion, wound up coming home second. Justin Allgaier came in third. Fourth was Trevor Bayne in the Valvoline Next Generation Ford. Fifth was Elliott Sadner. I haven't heard too much from him this year. I don't know what he's driving for Joe Gibbs Racing this year instead of Childress. And one of those off-season shuffles, which is kind of weird. He was almost the Nationwide Series champion twice, 2 years in a row, but fell a little short to Ricky Stenhouse Jr. when he was driving for Childress, so I guess he went over to Joe Gibbs Racing to see if he could have a shot at getting that Nationwide Series title. So I don't know why you wanted to do that. So anyway, if you want to give us a call, we have open phone lines tonight. The number is 646-649-1899. And we could talk about what happened this week as far as the Nationwide Series race or the Cup Series race. Last weekend, Daytona 500 pole sitter didn't have that good a day out of Phoenix. And everybody is wondering, does this back down the reality? And will she be running like this? Of course, going out to Las Vegas Motor Speedway next week, she had a fourth place finish in the Nationwide Series there, so she might have a better run next week. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. So we'll have to wait and see. Johanna Long didn't have as good a day qualifying. Well, she qualified 16th, so she had a decent enough qualifying position. But she wound up with a little bit of a problem when she ran into the back of Sam Hornish Jr.'s car, which touched off an early caution. She wound up punching a hole in her radiator. And it looked like she got into her own fluids and wound up hitting the wall and gathering up a few cars behind her, one, of course, being Sam Hornish Jr. again after punching him from the back, which is, when I saw it, it didn't seem like she didn't hit him on purpose. Well, she looked like she was giving him gas coming out of the corner, whether he checked up because he was catching someone else. It was hard to see. And she pretty much wailed him pretty good, enough to crush the front end of her car in, which caused problems after that. There were like 8 liters for 43. There were, 8 cautions for 43 laps. The first one on lap 22. I don't see where they have this accident in there, because she pretty much wrecked her car in that one, and that was one that Here we go. I had the wrong stats. Here we go. 7 cautions for 38 laps. First one was on lap 4, where she took out, hit the 12, the 15, the 55, the 60, and the 99 were involved on the front stretch. And that was with a lot of fluid getting down. Travis Pastrana was in that one. They said Sam Hornish. The 99 of Alex Bowman. And the 15 was involved in that as well. And that pretty much beat up Sam Hornish's car. But they managed to get that one fixed. He was able to drive it all the way up to a seventh place finish, which, being he's in a points chase, he came into the race as the points leader. So, you know, points mean everything, and working towards the championship, that's something he's going to do, of course. And so with Kyle Busch winning and Brad Keselowski taking second, that's two cup guys who take the first 2 points away. So Allgaier third, Trevor Bayne running for a championship, Elliott Sadler, Austin Dillon finishing ahead of him. It keeps the points race kind of tight there. The average speed of that race was 96 mile, 0.192 miles an hour. The margin of victory wasn't that close. It was 1.943 seconds, so you figure almost a car length per tenth, so you're looking at almost 20 lengths there. I don't know whether Keselowski was in a fuel-saving mode, but that does come into play. I know he was in the cup race. And the race took 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 45 seconds. So it was a clear 100. Clear 100. Laps per hour on a one-mile track. It's 200 miles. So it was the Dollar General 200, Matt Kenseth driving the, I think he was driving the Dollar General Toyota. Actually, he wasn't this week. Brian Vickers was driving the Dollar General Toyota, and that's the race sponsor, so he didn't. And he's having a 17th place finish after starting second. He was the first car one lap down. As far as the Kyle Busch winning the Dollar General 200. It was his 52nd victory in 246 Nationwide Series races. His last win came September 9th, 2011 at Richmond. That victory broke a 24-race winless streak. It was his first victory and his first top 10 finish in 2013. It's his fifth victory and 11th top 10 finish in 15 races at Phoenix. With Keselowski, second, it was his eighth top 10 in 13 races at Phoenix and his first top 10 finish in 2013 in the Nationwide Series. So, good runs for both of those. Of course, Justin Allgaier was third, posted his fifth top 10 finish in 10 races at Phoenix in his career, and the highest finishing rookie was Kyle Larson. Everybody remembers Kyle Larson from Daytona. It was his car that caused the catch fence problems, and parts of his car went into the stands, injuring over 30 people. So good to see him back. Not fazed by that. Justin Allgaier and Sam Hornish tied for points. Of course, I'm looking for the first tiebreaker here. They're pretty much even all the way across with only one bonus point awarded to either one of those, and that was to Allgaier. So right now the top two stand at dead even with 79 points apiece. Brian Scott driving for Richard Childress this year after driving for Joe Gibbs last year. I guess that was the trade-off between Scott and Sadler. He's in the third spot in the points. 73. He's 6 points back. Elliot Sadler with 69 points. He's 10 back. Parker Kligerman in the fifth spot. He's 14 back. Regan Smith driving the number 7 for Junior Motorsports is 14 back as well. Kyle Larson is in 7th, even after Daytona, but he was at the finish line when the car wound up in heat, so he's 16 back. Nelson Piquet Jr., who's had a pretty quiet nationwide series run in the past couple races, 17 back. Where did Alex Bowman, he's 25 back. Trevor Bayne, 25 back, so you got the tie for 10th, 11th, and 12th there with Bowman, Bayne, and Vickers. And then 13th and 14th are tied in points with Eric McClure and Mike Bliss. Travis Pastrana in the 15th spot. He's 2 points behind those with 50. Jeffrey Earnhardt, a couple races this year, listed as a rookie. He's in 16th. Jason White's in 17th. Moving up from the truck series. 8th is Reed Sorensen. 18th is Reed Sorensen. 19th is Hal Martin. And Robert Richardson is in the 20th spot. Johanna Long, 26th, after a couple of bad finishes involving crashes. The first one was Michael Annette and Ty Dillon at Daytona, which took her out. And then yesterday on lap 4 when she wound up with a 40th place finish in that one. I was hoping to get her on, but I could understand why she wouldn't want to talk after Saturday. So there you probably have pretty much have your nationwide series wrap up. On to the Cup Series. Danica Patrick having a pretty rough day. Qualified 40th, got as high as 25th, and wound up hitting the wall, and then David Reagan ran into the side of her while she was up against the wall and just pretty much tore off the whole left side of the car, ending her day, and that that happened on lap 186. She was complaining of the car not turning too well, but I don't know why they didn't play a position game and try to get her up towards the front with some position. If anybody wants to give a call and talk about that, number 646-649-1899. I know a lot of people, after Daytona and her heroic performance, qualifying the pole and finishing 8th as the highest finishing woman in the Daytona 500, leading green flag laps as well. I think about say what you will, she was up in the top 10 pretty much all day in that one. And here yesterday, she was never in the top 10, so she didn't even have a chance, didn't lead any laps on pit stops or anything like that. She was in the back of the pack all day, and they couldn't seem to get that car to move towards the front. Of course, her teammate Ryan Newman didn't fare all that well either. The only one who had a decent run was Tony Stewart. Carl Edwards, 70 race winless string broken. Of course, it was the Subway Fresh Fit 500. And Cousin Carl was sporting the Subway colors as his sponsor, so it kind of looked good, the fact that he was able to do the 316 laps around the track for the win. Of course, they had the green-white checker at the finish. Everybody was gambling on gas towards the end. The only one that was definite that could make it with one green-white checker was Brad Keselowski, who did run out of gas crossing as he crossed the finish line. and wound up with a fourth place finish. Jimmy Johnson, after winning last week's Daytona 500, came home second, solidifying his spot at top of the leaderboard for the points. So there's two races down out of 26 before the chase. But Jimmy's going to be in it and probably pretty much a strong title contender. But two races in, he's in a pretty good spot right now. Usually takes him a few races to get it going. So as of right now, he's running fairly well. Denny Hamlin made a bold move, taking that shortcut on the backstretch to cut off the dogleg there. Wound up getting in front of Brad Keselowski there, so he came home third. It was close, Keselowski fourth. Dale Jr., a good run for him after a 21st place starting spot. Was able to get to the front and lead a few laps. Everybody's wondering, good old Dale Jr. is going to have a better year. Points-wise, it's looking like so. Second place last week, fifth place this week. Another good, solid finish. As Daddy always said, if you can't win, second and third of the death, but at least get some bonus points, and that's what you got to do. Clint Boyer finishing sixth. Mark Martin, who sat on the pole, led a good chunk of the way, then had to come in for a late pit stop and wound up setting him back to the 21st spot. So a little disappointing for Mark when he was running well at the beginning of the race. He did that twice for 75 laps. So he had a good run. The biggest lap leader was Carl Edwards, leading 122 of the 316. Of course, the important ones at the end of the race right there. Kyle Busch, he wound up having some problems. Wound up with a 23rd place finish. It's funny, Saturday in the nationwide race, he qualified the pole and had the number one pit stall, but being the field of the nationwide cars was short in the 40, he was, it wasn't the actual number one pit stall that was open. They shortened pit lane up, so he had one spot in front of him, and they had to back him up. Then he was caught speeding down pit road, and forgot to mention that he made his way all the way back to the front, and, we all know who he won the race after. In doing so, but as far as yesterday, Clint Boyer sixth, Matt Kenseth with a seventh place finish, strong run for Matt. Wondering how he was going to do after losing a motor at Daytona last week. Tony Stewart eighth, Jeff Gordon finished ninth, Jeff Burton in tenth. We'll talk to Jeff tomorrow and have that for you next Monday. I'm sure he's happy for that 10th place finish. A.J. Allmendinger driving the 51 Guy Roofing car. His first ride back in a cup car after being suspended last year for substance abuse, which is kind of ironic considering he had something in his... He was... borrowed an energy pill or something off a friend of his, but you got to watch yourself with these NASCAR running these spot tests on you. He wound up 11th. So it was a good run for AJ back in that car. And 12th was Juan Pablo Montoya. He was running pretty good there for a little bit as well. He had a chance to lead for a few laps. Harvick started 7th, finished 13th. Casey Mears finished 14th. Eric Amarola was 15th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 16th. Greg Biffle had a nice run early on, and the race settled back and wound up 17th. Marcus Ambrose, 18th. 19th was Casey Kane, and 20th was Paul Menard. Let's see. I'm sure everybody wants to find out. Knows where Danica finished 39th after a 40th place start after her wreck. The average speed of the race was 105 miles an hour. The margin of victory was 1.02 seconds. Took 3 hours and 15 seconds to complete the race. There were 12 lead changes amongst 9 drivers. 8 cautions for 43 laps. With Edwards winning the 9th annual Subway Fresh Fit 500. It was his 20th victory in 303 Sprint Cup races, his first victory in top 10 in 2013. Like I said before, broke a 70-race winless streak. His last win was in November 2010 at Phoenix. So that's, wow, 2 whole years. Well, I guess it was in, the last one was in the battle he had with Tony Stewart for the championship and wound up tied in points. And, of course, Tony, with more wins than that chase, sealed the deal. It was Edwards' second victory and top and 11th top 10 in 18 races at Phoenix, so he does run well there. Jimmy Johnson is 16th top 10 finish in 20 races. The PIR. Denny Hamlin posted his third top 10 in 16 races at Phoenix. Stenhouse was the highest finishing rookie. And now go to the points wrap up. So right now, leading the championship is Jimmy Johnson. He has a 90 points. Junior, second place, 8 behind with 82, tied with Brad Keselowski. So you have a second, you have a tie right there, and I guess with Junior and Brad K tied, there is going to have to be tiebreakers involved. But I don't know what they're calling the tiebreaker. At this point in time, because they're both dead even with top fives and top tens. So, I'm curious as to why they have that. I guess because Dale Jr. was in second after the 500. He gets to hold that second spot. But it's a virtual tie through every stat all the way down. So until somebody gets a win out of that, whether it's Junior or Brad, or whether, you know, the finishes start to spread apart, right now it's tied. Hamlin's in fourth place. He's 18 back, tied with Bowyer in fifth place. So again, with this early in the season, you're going to have spots that are tied up between drivers for a good spot. And as we get further down the list here, is right after Bowyer's Biffle with 24 back, Mark Martin's 25 back. And then you have a tie for 8th, 9th, and 10th between Jeff Gordon, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Eric Amarola with 30 back. And then Edwards, 31 back. So after wrecking 5 cars at Daytona, with the win yesterday and 5 bonus points, that all works toward the seeding for the chase. If he could get up into that top 10 right now. So right now, in that, if the chase were held today, as they say, the top 10 would stop at Amarola with Edwards being the next guy back with one win. And, of course, wins matter in the what they call the wild card, the 11th and 12th slot. And with only two winners so far, that's all there is. That would leave Ambrose in the 12th slot. So we'll keep it interesting. Keep it as the season gets going. J.J. Yelly, 13th. Bobby Labonte in 14th. Jeff Burton, 15th in the points. I'm sure he'd like to have a better run. I think especially at Daytona, which probably would have helped him in the points. David Ruderman was 16th, Paul Menard 17th, Matt Kenseth 18th, 19th is Casey Mears, and 20th is Ryan Newman. There's your points wrap up for the race of Phoenix yesterday. If you want, give me a call, 646-649-1899. If you want to talk about what you saw in the race, Danica's performance. I know everybody wants to pile on about Danica. With all the press time she's getting and so the lack of performance, I guess, or I guess finishing. I mean, it's the main thing. Next week, the venue changes and going to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We have a mile and a half track coming up. It's paved, it's banked, it's fast. We're looking at the cookie cutter style a la Charlotte, Atlanta, and so on. It's a Speedway Motorsports track. So Bruton Smith runs that one. And so we're going to be making our picks a little later on. Last year's race was won by Tony Stewart, but Jimmy Johnson and Greg Biffle weren't too far behind, so it's going to be a tough track to see who runs that one. Again, it's going to be a late start. Next week's race will start about 3 o'clock, actually start the same time, 3 o'clock for your, the green flag will go off at 3:15 to 3:30. We'll maybe look to get someone from Bristol to promote the Food City 500 on for next Monday as well, because that's going to be the next race after that, the 17th, which will be 2 weeks from yesterday. That is the day race, not the night race. It starts at 1 p.m. So we'll look to book that one on. And between that, get Jeff Burton, get his take on driving the world's fastest half mile as well when I talk to him tomorrow. So I'm just curious to get his take. It's good to have a cup guy on. Of course, we like getting nationwide guys on there. Oh, if anybody is going to be in this Wednesday, March the 13th, I mean, not the 3rd, March the 6th, this Wednesday, the grand opening of Ollie's in Bluefield, Virginia. Jeff Burton will be making an appearance there, signing autographs. At 10 o'clock, the lines start at 7:30. They'll be handing out one ticket per person for an autograph. And if you can get down there through the snow, because we're supposed to get some snow in this area. It's only about 15 miles from where this broadcast location is here in the, they call the Mountain Empire, I guess, in the Blue Ridges here in Virginia. You can go down and see Jeff Burton and get an autograph. We'll have to, if it, I think it's going to be a weather permitting thing. If he can get down there, then he'll be signing autographs. So I was hoping to have him on tonight to promote it, but I could talk about it a little bit. And if you're in the area or the sound of my voice, so actually we're on the internet, so the sound of my voice is everywhere. And if you can, cruise on down to the Ollie's in Bluefield. It's right next to the Lowe's on off of Highway 460. And go down and get a Jeff Burton autograph. Figured I'd get that in before I forget. Ben, he's going to be here in a couple days, and before they head on out to Vegas for this weekend's race out there, which would be the Cobalt Tools 400. I think that's still the sponsor. Seems to be every year until they change it, but I think it will be, because they were talking about Jimmy Johnson having, if he wins that one, it's his sponsor, who, of course, Cobalt Tools are found at Lowe's, and they'll be on the side of his car. So it should be a fun week. And we're going to keep busy trying to book some guests. Give me a call right now if you want to get in. It's 646-649-1899. We'll get you right on. And they could talk about what you saw out at the races this past weekend. And what do you think needs to be done? You think the racing was a little better this time out? Or I heard some where the TV ratings were up 6%. So that's a good thing for NASCAR, is because the ratings have been dropping over the past couple of years. So if the TV ratings are up, that means things are getting a little better. People are starting to watch races again. I mean, I don't know what kind of searching around they could do to make it all exciting. They got the cars looking better, a little more in the driver's hands. They say they're lighter, and it looks more like the showroom model as opposed to with the big ugly wings. And so the design is better. They have the new Ford Fusions. It's a new look this year for that car. The Impala SSs have a little more rounded design. And the Camrys with the new splitter, so they took that away, shortened the spoilers up. And of course, in the Nationwide Series, we're still running. While we lost the Dodge Challenger, we gained the Chevrolet Camaro. And, of course, the Ford Mustang is still there along with the Toyota Camry. I think Toyota needs a newer car for the Nationwide Series. Get something a little more pony car-like. The Camaro and the Mustang are both two-door coupes. They had a Camry two-door coupe instead of that four-door thing they're running. They're basically running the cup car model in the Nationwide. Of course, Chevy was doing that last year with the Impalas. This year they brought the Camaro out, which I thought was a better move for them. Anyway, give us your call, 646-649-1899. I'm Vince Bonfiglio. You're listening to Garage Talk Live. And don't forget, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, we have Garage Talk Live presents Low Down and Dirty, our local dirt trap boys from up in the Pennsylvania area, bringing you the latest and all the dirt track stuff from Grandview. And, of course, on Thursday night, Girls Are Getting the Facts with Tammy and Amy. I think Amy's there. Tammy's used to join me on Monday night as doing some schooling and stuff, and needs to get that out of the way, so we'll look to have her back once she does that, so gets that done. So if you miss talking to Tammy, then you can always tune into Girls Getting the Facts on Thursday night at 8. And, of course, tomorrow night we have Low Down and Dirty with Joe Adams and Scott Deal as your hosts, and their various array of guests and in-studio personalities from the Grandview Speedway Clan and other dirt trackers they bring on the air. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow night at 8. Anyway, if you want to buzz on in, the number is 646-649-1899. We've got some time for you. And we can fill in, talk about anything you want that happened this weekend. Got to get the NHRA schedule up. See when their next race is. With the Mellow Yellow Series, it was Full Throttle Series last year. This year it's Mellow Yellow, so I guess Coca-Cola handling that one. I guess next weekend, the March 14th through the 17th, the Gator Nationals in Gainesville, Florida. If you want tickets to that, you can go to NHRATix.com or 1-800-884-NHRA. And if you want, you know, group tickets, Skybox tickets, it's 352-377-0046 for the Gator Nationals if you're down in Gainesville, Florida, or want to travel from anywhere to go see some drag racing with John Force, Bob Tasca, Larry Dixon, Courtney Force, Erica Enders, Tony Schumacher, all the big names there. We'll be down in a couple of weeks down to the Gator Nationals. So look forward to them getting back in the groove. And, of course, the Camping World Truck Series will be back in action in April. We talk about having a long time off. April the 6th at Martinsville when the Sprint Cup Series gets back in this neck of the woods. Actually, it'll be back in my neck of the woods in Bristol in a couple of weeks, and then again in Martinsville about 3 weeks after that. So get your tickets, call the tracks, go to their websites. You can print out tickets right online there. And that way you don't even have to pick them up at the door. So anyway, it's Vince Bonfiglio. Give me a, if you want, give me a call in at 646-649-1899. And we'll talk about it. We have a little bit of time left. Don't feel shy. We're glad to take your call and talk about what's going on. Let's check in on my buddies at NBS, see what they've got to say. Hey, Floyd has posted 43 drivers on the nationwide entry list. Only 40 will make the field. So it should be interesting. A lot of people trying to get into that one. Nice venue out in Las Vegas, high profile. So it should be a lot of people wanting to go out there, of course. I wonder who the Grand Marshal will be. Anybody notice at the nationwide race it was the chairman from Iron Chef America giving the command to start engines on Saturday? Anybody watch Iron Chef America? Somehow they wind up intertwined. One time, Jamie Little was one of the judges on the show. Jamie Little, who, in fact, I'll give her a shout out. And she got married, had a baby last year, or so she was away from pit road up until late, and back at it in the Nationwide Series again this year. So let's see if we can get her back on, see how she's doing. Haven't talked to her in a bit. So. We got a lot of stuff coming up in the area, so don't forget to tune in next week. We're going to have an interview with Jeff Burton. We're going to tape that one tomorrow. Maybe we'll get a few more drivers in before the end of the week. I told Brooke Werner, Miss Sprint Cup Brooke Werner, she wanted to come back on after a few races, so we'll look to have her on in a week or two to see how she's doing. She's going to give us an update with all the sprint stuff going on, so she liked her appearance on the show and I guess wants to come back. Be glad to have her back on. Go ahead and if you want to submit requests for guests, you could email me at vince@garagetalklive.com. And we'll try to get them on live or get a taped interview with them if we can't get them on live. Cup guys are kind of hard for Monday nights. So here's another thing I wanted to throw out. What would you think about moving tonight's show to Wednesday night? Go to the Facebook page and let me know what you think. I might want to do that. But, you know, I've been sitting here for Monday nights for, since 2002. When the show originally started way back when in the old days on WNJC Radio, before we moved to Blog Talk Radio, started Monday nights at 9 o'clock, then went to 5 o'clock, and then down to 6, and then down to 8, and been at 8 o'clock ever since. But we've always been on a Monday night. Now, so we'll just have to wait and see. Not that I can't do it, because we've got the time slots here available. I could even move it to a Saturday or a Sunday, but being the races are on, I don't want to broadcast. Well, I got to watch the race anyway, so. Anyway, I want to tape an interview with Jeff Burton tomorrow. Have it for next week. So, I'm going to try to work a few things with these new gizmos we have here, and we'll start bringing you some new stuff from the weekend events. Maybe we'll get some audio sound. I know it can be done. I've done it before, and they just got to figure out how to work it on this this new affiliate here. So I guess that's about all we have for tonight. I'm Vince Bonfigli. Hope you all enjoyed the show. Tune in next week when we have Jeff Burton, interview with Jeff Burton, and we'll try to get someone from Bristol to call in and promote the race, the Food City 500 at the world's fastest half mile. I love that track. Went to my first race there last year, the night race. Got to do some fan experiences because I bought tickets, like drive my Mustang around the track, which is awesome. And that's just one of those tracks you got to get to. I know they reconfigured that one as well and changed the banking from the graduated, made it from a... They didn't hurt it too bad, I don't think. So they didn't narrow that groove enough to where it was just a one-groove track like it used to be. So it's still a tight, fast half mile, and maybe they cut down on the amount of cautions, but they still had the incident with Tony Stewart throwing his helmet at Kenseth's car and all that good stuff. Tempers flare at the short tracks, and pretty much we're coming back to that the short track season with Richmond, Martinsville, and Bristol within the next couple of months. Bristol being the first one in a couple of weeks, then early April we have Martinsville, and then later on we have Richmond. So anyway, I'm Vince Bonfigli. Tune in tomorrow night for Low Down and Dirty, and then again on Thursday for Girls Getting the Facts. And we'll see you all next week. Bye.